mortgage rates are in the basement and you can still get a steal on a nice home. But how do you get the down payment to do it? Well, this being the holiday season, we're turning our attention to gifts, big gifts that help you get the mortgage and the home that you're dreaming of.
Here with some pointers on how to gift and how to receive down payment money. Amy Hoke from, she's the real estate writer for Market Watch. How you doing, Amy?
I'm doing well.
Great. Is this very common, gifting parts of down payments?
You know, it is. According to the National Association of Realtors, 27% of first-time buyers received a gift from a friend or relative to use towards their down payment in 2010. So that's a big chunk of people, and I think that it's always been common. But I think there some people right now they're looking at like the environment, as you mentioned, low prices, low rates, and thinking this might be a good time to buy, but they just don't quite have the down payment money required to get in.
Now, this isn't as easy as just getting a check from mom and dad, right? There are a lot of technicalities, and one of them is documenting where this money is coming from. Tell us how you do that.
Yeah, that's very important. When you're using a gift as a down payment, it's important to remember that in certain circumstances, you'll need a gift letter, document that should be signed and dated, including things like the donor's name, address, and phone number, along with their relationship to the borrower, and also things like the address of the property being purchased, the dollar amount, the gift, things like that. And basically, lenders are going to be looking for that because they want proof to see that this money is legit, that it's coming from legitimate sources, and when they do their underwriting. So that's very important, especially if the money, the gift, has been made less than 3 months ago.
Right, but you can get around that by waiting.
Right. After 3 months, the money is basically considered yours if it's sitting in your bank account. So you don't really need to worry about a gift letter. So some realtors will say if you know that you're going to require a gift for a down payment, you're going to use a gift, do that in advance. Get that out of the way. Then you kind of remove the headache of, you know, is the documentation right?
Amy, interesting stuff. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Amy Hoke, real estate writer for MarketWatch.